The Dreaming Detective, written by H.R.F. Keating and read by Sheila Mitchell.
Chapter 1.
Who killed the preacher?
The chill hostility in the new chief constable's voice as he had shot out the question sent an answering buzz of queries through Detective Superintendent Harriet Martin's head. The preacher? What preacher, she thought, is Mr. Newcomen talking about? And why did he shoot out his question the moment I took my seat in front of his desk? And why? Why is he setting out to antagonise me? Look at the way he's sitting there, leaning sharply forward in that tall black leather chair. And look at his hands. Flat on the desk, fingers stiffly pointed towards me like so many plunging kamikaze planes. Then, abruptly, the answer to the question the new chief had snapped out came into her head. The preacher, of course. He must mean the famous boy preacher who was murdered here in Birchester 30 or more years ago. The sweepingly popular figure who, at the height of his nationwide ministry, had been killed. Killed here in the city where his first fame had come to him. Had been murdered, as they say, by a person or persons unknown. Or, if I remember rightly all that I heard about it when I was still at school, by one of only 6 or 7 people. "Do I take it, sir?" she ventured, aware that this was the first time she had actually met the chief face to face, "that you're referring to the notorious unsolved boy preacher case here in Birchester back in the 60s? I could hardly be referring to anything else, could I?" Yes, hostility, no doubt about it. And now she thought that she could guess the reason for it. The rapidly risen chief must be overconscious of being, as the media has repeatedly told the public he was, the youngest chief constable in the country. Damn it! I'm actually a year or two older myself. And so he's determined to live up to the reputation the publicity has given him, to establish himself as dynamically efficient. And hasn't he been busy doing that since day one? And so, yes, he's doubly resenting the media attention I have acquired, like it or not. That dreadful label, the hard detective, stuck on me ever since I ran my Stop the Rot campaign in Birchester's worst streets. Damn it, without us ever having talked, the man's conceived a sort of hatred for me. Yes, that's it. He wants me out. What's that husbandly quotation John's always producing for me? Yes, something about fearing a rival near the throne. So can it be that Mr. Newcomen has called me in at this late hour of a Friday afternoon to give me a task he hopes I'll make an almighty mess of? Even to resigning point? Is he working on a 21st century version of the knights King Henry sent to Thomas a Becket? Will no one rid me of this turbulent priest? And, of course, the task he's foisting on me is Birchester's most famous murder, unresolved 30 years ago, and even more impossible to solve now. Who killed the preacher? The chief's next words fully confirmed the guess. "I don't suppose, Superintendent, that you saw in the Chronicle this morning a small item about the old Imperial Hotel?" Harriet had seen it. Birchester's once most prestigious hotel, the paper said, was at last to be demolished. And the Imperial was the scene of the famous crime. But can I up and point out that I too regularly read as part of my duties the Birchester Chronicle? Well, no doubt about it, Mr. Newcomen wants to score off me by knowing something that I don't. No, give him his little victory. "No, sir, I don't think I saw anything about the Imperial. What's happening about it now?" "Work on demolishing that dreadful old pile is about to begin, Superintendent." All right, time to show some signs of knowing what's what. "Ah, I see now, sir, why it was you were asking me about the notorious boy preacher case.